Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing. Lord, cover me and renew in me the right spirit, please. Till that secret, sacred place you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you'll see me through. Pray for me. Late nights coming in, I find her asleep on her knees. All grown up now, I understand why she prays so much. Incline your ear, I need your touch.
Of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. This is Blog Talk Radio, and this is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers. We honor Dr. Reverend Maria Cherry on today, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries, and we have a spirit-filled lesson on today. So let's get started. Announcement. Amazing Grace School of Ministries are conducting Old Testament survey classes. We have completed Genesis through Joshua, and part two will start in August. This class will be ending in June, and July the school will go on summer break. Please email Dr. Cherry at Amazing Grace Ministries. That's with a capital A, AmazingGraceMinistries at gmail.com. If you are interested in learning more about the Bible. In addition, if you need more information, please contact Dr. Maria Carey at 309-507-5584. Please consider donating to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. You can send a donation to P.O. Box 438411, Chicago, Illinois 60643. To those who have sent a donation, we thank you for undergirding this ministry. To everyone listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you. If you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. Text 309-750-7584 or email amazinggraceministries@gmail.com or click on the link http://tobtara.com/s/119-50304. Prepare to hear a word that will captivate your mind. It will change your life. Come that we might have life more abundantly. Time is moving on in 2021. Don't get left behind. God is saying we are breaking out and rebuilding the destitute places. The lesson for last Saturday of May was after the pandemic. This is today. After the pandemic, we need a spiritual makeover. How many of us need a spiritual makeover? John 1, 11 through 13, and this is the King James Version, says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name, which were born not of the blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Acts 1, 7 through 9. And he said unto them, for you to know the time or the season which the Father has put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that which the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Let's get into the lesson. This past year was one like never before. The COVID-19 pandemic, lockdowns, racial tensions, and trauma, rioting and violence, the contested elections, the rush for and distribution of vaccines, impeachment proceedings, the Capitol breach, the transition to a new administration, and more were all at the forefront of America and those around the world. People everywhere are exhausted, frustrated, and emotionally drained. Additionally, 2021 has brought its own set of unique challenges. Most would agree that before the pandemic, we were already experiencing a mental health crisis. Now we are in the middle of a mental health disaster, in addition to having a spiritual breakdown. The burden of care has increased exponentially, and the weight of it all is taking a toll on forefront caregivers, including mental health providers, pastors, and ministry leaders. Therefore, we need a spiritual makeover with spiritual power. When you say makeover, makeover is a complete transformation or remodeling of something, especially a person's hairstyle, makeup, or clothes. A makeover is a radical change in appearance. When the word is used to describe a change in human physical appearance, it may imply a change in clothing, haircut, or cosmetic surgery, dental veneers, or contact lenses. Sometimes a makeover is used to refer to non-physical things, such as a makeover of character, personality, or attitude. It can also refer to a dramatic change in construction, such as when a building is renovated or is refurbished. Makeover are usually referred to in a positive manner as a way to start fresh or improve your life. A spiritual makeover is a process in which God totally transforms the heart of an individual through his word, Christ's blood, and the indwelling of God's spirit. And he takes the old heart and makes it brand new again. It can also be defined as a renovation of someone's character or an alteration of one's attitude or demeanor, in which varying energy systems and programming they are not likened to God's image, are removed from your mind, body, and spirit. And you are infused with aura and brightness of the true essence of God. It is a journey that begins when Jesus takes our filthy rags of righteousness that came about by our sins and robes us in his righteous garment that can only be obtained through faith in him. That makeover comes by having spiritual power. We will deal with spiritual power in three categories. One, what is spiritual power? Two, how do you get spiritual power? And three, how do you walk in spiritual power? John 1, 11 through 13, and this is the King James Version, said, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name, which were born not of the blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Acts 1 and 7 says, he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father had put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. What is spiritual power? The definition of power is the ability to act or produce an effect, possessions of control, authority, or influence over others, physical might, mental or moral efficacy, or political control or influence. And you said spiritual. Spiritual is of relating to, consisting of, or affecting the spirit, of or relating to sacred matters, ecclesiastical rather than lay or temporal, concern which religious values related or joint in spirit, our spiritual home, his spiritual heir of or relating to supernatural beings or phenomena, or relating to or involving. The definition of the spirit, Isaiah 32 and 15, thy spirit, Psalms 139 and 7, or the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit. Isaiah 32 and 15 says, until the spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. Psalms 137, 39 and 7 says, whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? The Holy Ghost is omnipotent. Romans 15 and 19, 1 Corinthians 12 and 11, and Psalms 139, 7 through 12. Romans 15 and 19 says, through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum, Corinthians 12 and 11 says, but all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Psalms 137, 7 through 12 says, whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. He is omniscient. 1 Corinthians 2, 10 through 12 says, and this is the New Living Translation, but it was to us that God revealed these things by his Spirit. For his Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. No one can know a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit. And no one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit. And we have received God's spirit, not the world's spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us. He's given us love. Galatians 5:22, but the Holy Spirit produces these kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Truth here means the Holy Spirit is identified with truth, and so his witnesses or what he says is truth. 1 John 5 and 6. And Jesus Christ was revealed as God's son by his baptismal, in water and by shedding his blood on the cross, not by water only, but by water and blood. And the Spirit, who is truth, confirms it with his testimony. And that's the New Living Translation. He is holy. Matthew 12:31-32 says, so I tell you, every sin and blasphemy can be forgiven to me against the Holy Spirit, which will never be forgiven. Anyone who speaks against the Son of Man can be forgiven, but anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven, even in this world or in the world to come. He is omnipresent. Psalms 137:7-10 says, whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. 1 John 5:7 says, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. 1 Corinthians 3:16, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? The Holy Spirit is the person in the Godhead who puts God's plan in the lives of people. The Holy Spirit sustains, gives ability, enables, empowers, guides, reveals, glorifies, protects, and accomplishes. The Holy Spirit revealed God to the unbeliever and convinced the unbeliever. John 16:8-11. The Holy Spirit reveals God and glorifies God. 1 Peter 1:11. John 14:26, John 15:26, John 16:13, 1 Corinthians 2:9-13. The Holy Spirit sustains, enables, and guides believers in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Judges 3:10, Judges 14:6, Judges 15:14, 17, Galatians 5:18. How do we get spiritual power? Acts 1:7-9 says, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Acts 2:1-4 says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the houses where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. How do we walk in spiritual power? The roles that the Holy Ghost play in the life of the believers are: the Holy Spirit plays the most important part in the life of each believer. In Jesus Christ, to walk in power, it equips for victorious or holy living. Romans 8. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Galatians 5:16 says, this I say, then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. 1 John 4 says, ye are of God, little children, and ye have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Being led by the Holy Spirit, Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That we are the children of God. Proverbs 20:27. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Spiritual exercise, Jude 1. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Romans 8:37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Now we're going to set the stage for a makeover. Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And remember, makeover is a major change in the use of something or in its appearance of something or someone, a radical transformation, a complete reconstruction and renovation of something. Spiritual examination. Examine yourself. 2 Corinthians 13 and 5. Recognize that you need a makeover. See, everybody may not feel that they need a makeover. You have to recognize that you need a makeover. Major change in life of the believer to be transformed to the image of Christ. A reconstruction process that involves change from my sinful ways to spiritual. 2 Corinthians 13 and 5. Examine yourself, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own self, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate. Spiritual cleansing. 1 Peter 1:22, acknowledging the things in your life that are preventing you from reaching God's plan and purpose for your life. Peter 1:22 says, seeing ye have purified your souls, how? In obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. Spiritual renewal, Psalms 51 and 10. Repenting from my way of doing things and getting my heart right to understand that my ways are not God's ways and that my thoughts are not God's thoughts. Psalm 51 and 10 says, create in me, O God, a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me, conforming to the image of Christ in his image. Once I make my mind up that I want a spiritual makeover, then I must conform to the image of Christ. It's not about me. But it's about what will Christ do. My behavior, my ways, will line up with the standards and principles in the Bible. My ways will please the Lord. In his image, 2 Corinthians 4:3-5, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, shall shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Genesis 1:26-27 says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his image, in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Seeking the manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit, all good. After the makeover, now the demonstration of indication of existence of the Spirit of God in us. We don't operate in the manifestation of the flesh, but the Spirit. Galatians 5:19-22. Now the work of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy, envying, murderers, drunkenness, reveling, and such like of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, allowing the manifestations of God's gift work in us. Ephesians 4:7-16 says, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measures of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he said, when he ascends up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Showing love towards one another, charity starts in us. The makeover is not complete unless we walk in love. God's gifts must be governed by love. 1 Corinthians 13:1-3 says, though I put the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gifts of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profited me nothing. In conclusion, a spiritual makeover means that I'm no longer my own, but I have been bought with a price. The price is Christ, who died on the cross for me. He shared his blood that I might live. It comes down to me sacrificing my own will for his, for Christ. It means I make effort to examine myself daily purifying my heart and to keep my thoughts pure, conforming to the image of Christ and walking in love. The Holy Spirit will act as a guide to the daily makeover by conviction, regeneration, and sanctification. We allow ourselves to be subject to the Spirit, even during this pandemic and afterwards. Now is the time to allow the Holy Spirit to renew our spirits and walk with power. Ask me why. Because God is in control and we are his people. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, we come humbly, yet boldly before your throne of grace. Lord God, we thank you for who you are. You are truly the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. You are the Prince of peace. You are the everlasting Father. And we thank you on today, Lord God. Lord, we love you. You are majestic God. And Lord God, before we ask you for anything, we want to thank you for everything, God. Thank you for just still being in control. Lord God, allow the fruit of the Spirit to reign in and out of our lives, Lord God, so we can be a perfect example of you, God. We ask for you to forgive us. Forgive us of our shortcomings. Forgive us of our sins, Lord. Sins, Lord God, that we knowingly and unknowingly committed. Lord, help us to stand after the pandemic because we need a spiritual makeover, God. We cannot do it without your help. Keep us in the center of your will, Lord. I thank you for this opportunity to share this word that Dr. Carey has prepared. And, Lord, we thank you for what you have done. We thank you for what you're doing. And, God, what you are going to do. God, we thank you for what you're doing right now, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your presence, God. God, we thank you for your restoration. We thank you for reconstruction. And we thank you for your healing power, Lord God. Somebody need a touch, God. Go to the sick room and touch somebody, God. Let them know that you are with them, God. And then, Lord God, look on those that said, pray for me. God, look on the bereaved families, Lord God. Look on Derek on today, Lord God. Oh, God, you told us in Colossians 3, 23 and 24, and whatsoever ye do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men, God, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Thank you for another chance, God, that you are the God of another chance, not a second chance, another chance. Help us to stay kingdom-minded, God, knowing that this is not about us, but it's all about Jesus. Thank you for keeping us through this time of pandemic. If we can just hold on to our faith, you are preparing a table in the presence of our enemies, God. Now be with us, God. Be with everyone, every listener, Lord God, this morning. Those that desire to listen and didn't have the opportunity to tune in, God. Be with us, God. Look on them, God, one by one, name by name. You know what everybody needs, God. Give it to them, God. And then, God, we want you to do for us only what you can do, God. And then, Lord God, we just thank you and asking you to meet the need, God. Meet the need, God, and then we want you to just to be with us. Be with us in everything that we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio, where Dr. Maria Carey is the host, and I am Evangelist Terry Rogers, your co-host. Remember, if you were blessed by what you heard on today, let Dr. Reverend Carey know via text, 309-750-7584, or email her at Amazing Grace Ministries, that's capital A, AmazingGraceMinistries at gmail.com. Tune in on next week for another spirit-filled lesson when Dr. Carey will return the same time. Enjoy the remainder of your day. Remember to wash your hands, wear your mask, and social distance yourselves when you're in groups. May the Lord God bless you real good.